Hi everyone, this is Wendy and welcome back to Overexposed, a podcast by Pexels made by and for ambitious creatives. Now, if you are a photographer and not a model like yours truly, well, I'm not a model, but I'm a photographer who's not a model, you know how hard it's been, especially if you shoot portraits usually, to not be able to go and scout out and find people that you want to work with to shoot because, you know, the whole social distancing and stuff that we've become so numb to nowadays. Honestly, even seeing a clip on TV where people are less than 6 feet apart evokes some sort of anxiety, but, you know, that's the way things are right now. But today, I have a challenge for you, and it might seem daunting, it definitely was for me, but all you photographers out there, I challenge you to try some self-portraits and put yourself in front of the camera for one. And I'm going to tell you why this is so important. I'm going to give you my top three tips on how I did it so you guys can do it too. So stay tuned to find out. Well, first of all, it solves that problem that we just mentioned about not being able to have models and execute the normal shoots that you really want to do. But second of all, it really builds empathy. And even if these photos don't really go anywhere, and that's perfectly fine, trust me, my self-portraits, maybe 90% of them never see the light of day, but allows you to practice having empathy for the models in terms of how to take and give direction. And I know I am certainly guilty of this, where we get so caught up in telling the models what poses that we want and really try to bring the vision to life that we have in our minds. But we get so caught up in that that we usually don't think twice about what it's like to be on the receiving end of that. Now, it's definitely not going to be easy. It might take a lot of pumping yourself up, putting on your favorite tunes, and getting into the mood before you're able to build up the confidence to be able to go in front of the camera. Now, the beauty of photography and technology is that we have these things called self-timers, which allows us to not need anybody there and really be in the comfort of our own selves when it comes to taking these self-portraits. If you recall from season 2, episode 12, we talked to photographers and YouTube personalities Mango Street. For them, there's no secret that they are more on the introverted side when it comes to online personalities and photographers. Yet they use that and embrace that as a way to show other people that they can do it too, that they can go in front of the camera and try being models for themselves, even though that might not be the most comfortable thing to do. But you know what they say, growth happens when you step outside of your comfort zone. Now, I know what you're thinking, Wendy, why don't you practice what you preach? Well, let me tell you, I already tried this the other day, and I called through dozens of YouTube videos on modeling tips for non-models, and I tried it out for myself to make sure that if this is something that I can do, then I have no doubt that you guys can do it too. Now, before I dive into my three juicy tips on how to model for non-models, I have a little bit of an announcement to make. Here at Pexels, we just announced our second annual Pexels Palooza event. And for those of you who are new and don't know what this is, it's our annual giveaway where we have over $15,000 in prizing, including an 8-day cruise through Eastern Europe, which whoever gets this, I am super jealous. We're also giving away a Parrot 4K HDR compact drone, a brand new Sony Alpha 7C mirrorless camera, and many, many more. We have 10 different photo challenges to choose from emotion to travel to creative clips, so there's something for everybody. Okay, so now that we have the shameless promotion out of the way, let's get into these self-portrait tips. Tip number one is to get into character. Now, what do I mean by this? It's digging inside and finding your inner alter ego, someone that you've always wanted to portray. Now, here's the inside scoop. This tip was given to me by my podcast coach that helped me become more confident doing all these episodes every single week. But it also can be translated when it comes to self-portraits and honestly anything that you need to feel confident about, whether it's a presentation at work or going on a first date, you name it. Well, actually, maybe not on a first date. You want to be yourself. But this doesn't have to be super fancy. So when I tried taking my series of self-portraits, I found an old hat that I thrifted a couple years ago. It was one of those like little paperboy hats, and honestly I thought it was super trendy at the time, but I never ended up wearing it too much, and I found it while I was in the middle of moving. So I used this little prop to find this inner alter ego of me, and I imagined myself wearing this little hat in Paris with a warm croissant with butter. Anyways, not to get too carried away, but to say that this can be anything. You can find a prop or a piece of clothing that makes you feel really confident. Just anything that will take you away from the narrative of always having to be behind the camera as a photographer. So once you've found your super confident inner alter ego, the next thing to do is to get in front of the camera, set up your little self timer, and think about something. This is actually a common modeling tip that I found when I was watching YouTube videos on how to do this myself. And what I mean by this is it's so much easier to model or portray emotions and set the mood and the theme of your photo shoot when you imagine a scenario rather than just a single word. So if you were trying to take a really moody shot where it's very sad, you don't want to just think of the word sad, because what does sad really mean? You want to think of a scenario that will evoke this type of emotion. For instance, you can imagine a scenario where you're saying goodbye to a really close friend of yours that lives long distance. You know how when you were little and you'd have headphones in on a long car ride with your family and you look out the window and there's a song that's going on and you're imagining yourself in a movie? Well, this is almost the exact same thing. You want to put yourself into the scenario of a main character in a movie, and how do you want that to play out? And think about that while you're doing your shoot. And finally, the last tip I have for you guys is to use fluid movements. Whether you're working with a self-timer or having someone take photos for you, you don't have to wait until the shutter goes off before you move into the next pose. Rather, scrap the idea of posing altogether and just honestly move around. Have your camera at maybe a little bit of a higher shutter speed and turn it on interval shooting if possible for 3 to 5 seconds. Go put on your favorite song or something that will get you into the mood that you want to portray. And then let loose and just move around. Honestly, I found that some of the best shots that I took when I was doing this were the ones that were in between, and those are the ones that tend to give you more of a genuine feel as well. So don't be afraid to just add some movement, and this will make your photos seem more dynamic and not just like those classic school portraits that we get when we were in grade school. So I hope these tips have been helpful, and these are things that you can implement right away. You don't need any fancy equipment. All you need is yourself and whatever camera you have on you. If there's anything we've learned in season 2 of Overexposed, talking to ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things and their story on how they got to where they are, it all comes down to discipline and practice. And with anything, if this is the first time you're doing it, don't expect yourself to be a pro. Nobody's a pro the first time they do anything. But over time and with consistent effort, you can get to where you are, whatever that might be. So I know this week's episode has been short and sweet, but I can't believe we're wrapping up 2020 already. It seems like the fastest yet slowest year ever. But nonetheless, we have 2 very awesome guests who will be closing off season 2 with us. So stay tuned for that. If you have made it this far, I just want to say thank you for listening to Overexposed and all of your support through this past year. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. And obviously, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone who you think can also use some self-portrait tips. And finally, if you know someone who has an extraordinary story on how they fulfilled their creative passions, feel free to send them over to us. We'd love to share their story on season 3 of Overexposed. Until next time, my name is Wendy, and I will talk to you on the next episode.